Isaiah chapter 59. We're getting down to the end of Isaiah. Ain't got a whole lot left. Seven chapters, and I don't know, we may have one or two more weeks. There's a few more things I want to cover. But kind of a neat thing that we're going to talk about this morning. I think it's kind of neat, but Isaiah chapter 59. We're going to read this chapter, so just follow along with me. Verse number 1. Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice's eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noon, day as in the night, and we are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn like sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm wrought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for just a beautiful morning, Lord, and just watching the sun come up as we ran the bus route. And thank you for that, Lord, and thank you just for the safety that you give us today and just working out everything logistically. And Lord, I thank you for these good people, and I pray that you just help us this morning. Help us as we look up on truth, Lord, and how we need to hold up truth and not be ashamed of it. And Lord, I pray that you just help us this morning. Help the Sunday school classes that are going on in other places. Pray that you just bless the Sunday school teachers. Help there to be a calm, quiet spirit this morning. Help our pastor this morning as he preaches, and I pray that you just fill him with your power. Lord, just help me to honor you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about this morning in verse number 14. And there's a lot in this chapter, honestly. And we've picked a few verses out of this chapter. If you've noticed, some of the verses we've already picked out of this chapter from previous subjects we've talked about. But we want to look at verse number 14 this morning. The Bible says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." And I was reading this, and it really struck me that one statement, that truth is fallen in the streets. And I'm sure you may have heard some other people preach on this, and that's fine. But it really kind of caught my attention there. And then it also, in the verse number 15, the Bible says, "He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey." And, you know, in our situations today and in the state of our nation, I think these statements could be, and I know it's talking about Israel here, but these statements can very well be said about America also. You know, everyone that tries to do what's right, it's almost like we're the bad people now. And that's what the Bible says. He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And, you know, those that are doing what's right seem like they're the ones that, you know, are, everybody says that they're wrong. And those that are doing wrong, everybody says that they're right. You know, the Bible talks about those that call evil good and good evil. Well, that's the generation that we are living in. But the statement there that truth is fallen in the street, it really caught my attention. And then, yea, truth faileth. You know, and I don't remember, probably don't remember, but I preached a message one time and I had a block of wood up here. And I had on that block of wood 12 inches. I had it written on that block of wood was 12 inches. Now, from where you sit, you cannot tell if that piece of wood was 12 inches or not. And the truth of the matter is, I can tell you and tell you and tell you that that piece of wood is 12 inches. And at some point, you're going to start believing me that that piece of wood is 12 inches. But the truth of the matter was, it was not 12 inches. It wasn't. Because I had a measurement. I had a piece of truth, a tape measure, that actually showed what that true measurement was. And you know, folks, and I want to talk about this morning. You know, we're in this election time, and you hear so much going on, and so many different things are people saying about different people, and this bad thing about this person, and this bad thing about that person. And you know, honestly, what's truth? What's truth? You don't know. And honestly, we don't know what's truth. You have to pick a source. You know, depending on what source you decide to trust, everybody takes what they, well, you know what I heard about so-and-so the other day? Well, was it truth? Well, who's to know? Everybody tells lies anymore. It's so hard to know what somebody tells you is truth or not. But that statement, truth is falling in the streets. You know, when truth falls, there's no direction, there's no encouragement. And what I'm going to relate this morning is a standard bearer. A standard bearer. You know, we don't use, the military today does not use standard bearers in the true sense of a standard bearer. You know, a standard bearer in, let's go back to Civil War times because they still used it then. You know, communication was next to nothing even in Civil War times. Okay, you know, now if a commander wants to communicate to his soldiers, you know, he just gets on the radio and he communicates to his soldiers. But in Civil War times, there was no, you know, they didn't have satellite phones and radio. They didn't have that stuff. You know, they weren't texting each other, you know, while they're on the battlefield. Okay, that did not happen. But so what was the standard? What was the standard bearer? You know, that was one of the most important jobs of the whole army were the men that carried the flags. It was the soldiers that, you know, most of them, they didn't carry a weapon. Their whole responsibility was to carry that flag and to make sure that flag did not fall. Because what happened if the flag fell? Well, a lot of things happened. And I really started reading about this, I didn't realize how much that flag was used for. But when a soldier, they did not pick, you know, old chubby boy over here, completely out of shit. And I'm not being mean here. Everybody, they used everybody in the Civil War. I mean, if you could walk, they wanted you. Okay? They used everybody. Old, young, everybody. But you know what? They did not pick the weak. They did not pick the cowardly or the fearful as a standard bearer. Honestly, and I didn't realize this, but they picked elite guys to be the standard bearers. The guys that were most athletically fit, the guys that were very courageous, very valiant, they picked them to be the standard bearers. They were the ones that were carrying the flag. But you know what? They didn't have really a way to defend themselves. They didn't. And the weird thing is they were in the forefront. They were required. They didn't stay back in the back. they had to be in front of all the other soldiers. And you think about that. And what I want to relate that to is, you know, folks, we are truth bearers, if you would. We're the standard bearers. We are the ones, because remember what I said, what is truth? Well, we have the truth that most of the world does not have. And it is up to us as standard bearers to hold that truth high. You know, and I'm guilty about this. You know, I get in conversations with people and they'll start talking about different things and they'll get on a philosophy. Now, I don't know facts. I don't know about this presidential candidate. And I honestly don't keep up with it. I trust a few sources to tell me, and basically I've pretty much convinced neither one of them are worth voting for. And it's like Pastor said, you're not necessarily voting for a presidential candidate, you're voting for the next Supreme Court justice. That's a very good way to put that. Very good way to put that. You know, because there's things about both of them that I can't stand. There is. Okay? And honestly, if you really get down to it, there's things about almost any politician that I can't stand. Okay? There's very few that don't have something that's like, man, that's not right. And you know what? I have the truth. But when I get in a conversation with somebody and they start talking about philosophies of life, well, I know about philosophies of life because I have the correct philosophy of life from the Bible. Do I always do it? No, probably not. But I know what the Bible says. You know what's so easy to do is you just stay quiet. Somebody's talking and they're going on about, you know, hey, if somebody has the opportunity to express their opinion, I have an equal opportunity to express my opinion. But you know what we do so many times is we let truth fall in the street. We let truth fall in the street. We don't hold that. It's not just about carrying the truth. You know, the flag bearer, his responsibility wasn't to, you know, fold the flag up. Because if you read about these guys, they were picked targets from the enemy soldiers. They were picked. They were marked men. You know, what would be the easiest thing for them? Well, I'm going to fold this flag up. I'm going to stick it inside my jacket. I'm going to still carry truth, but nobody's going to see it. Well, that defeats the whole purpose of a truth bearer, of the standard bearer. So you know what? As Christians, we need to hold that truth up. Hey, if somebody says something that's not right, challenge them on it. Brother Levi, he tells me, he's on my bus, and he tells me every week he'll have a new story. And most of you don't realize what an influence, and I, you know, whether he, I think he is where God wants him at this point in time. But you know, Brother Levi down there in the coal mine, and I know Brother Val, he tells me stories about Brother Val too. You know what? He stands for truth down there. Amazingly stands for truth. They call him the preacher. His nickname down there is preacher. And you know what? He doesn't back down when somebody says something that is contrary to what he believes. He'll stand up for it. Now, has he got ridiculed for it? Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? And you know, when was the last time we did that? But the standard bearer, are you a truth bearer? Or have we allowed the truth to fall in the street? Have we allowed it to fall in the street? What was the standard bearer for? What was the flag for? Well, one thing, it allowed the commanders to see how the units were doing. You know, a commander, he would sit up on top of a hill, and they didn't, like I said, they didn't have the technology that we have today. He'd stand up on that top of that hill, and by the standard, where the positions of the standard were, he could tell where his individual units were. If a unit needed help, or if it needed assistance, or if they were advancing or retreating, and he could issue orders based upon where that standard was, and he could watch that. Okay, so that was one thing that they used it for. One other thing is they gave out orders by the flag. They had different ways that they could move the flag. And the soldiers, remember, they didn't have any way to communicate. So above the roar of the battle, they couldn't, you know, an officer shouting an order could not be heard. So a trumpet would sound, and it would draw everybody's attention to the flag, and they would see what their general or what their commander wanted them to do based upon how the flag bearer was waving the flag. And you know what? That's, you know, our preacher is unashamedly a standard bearer. He's a truth bearer. He is not letting truth fall in the streets. And you know what we can do? We can look to him, and he is telling us, okay, go this direction, do this. Well, what if all the soldiers didn't do that? You know, the standard bearer is doing all he can do to give out orders, and all the soldiers decide they're not going to do it. Kind of defeats the purpose of having a standard bearer. And you know, at that point, you know, if even if the standard bearer is the only one going forward, eventually what's going to happen to him? He's going to get killed. And you know what will happen to the truth? It'll fall in the street. So it's a thing that we have to keep going forward with. So it also gave the soldiers a rallying point. Let me ask you this morning, what flag are you carrying? What flag are you carrying? Have you allowed your flag to be lowered? Have you allowed your flag to be lowered? You know, it's not easy taking the shots. You know, you're standing out there in the front, and as a Christian, remember, we are the truth bearers. We are the ones that are supposed to hold up that truth. And it's not easy. You know, the world always takes pot shots at you. Remember what the Bible says? You know, he that departeth from wickedness is made a prey. That's true. It's so true. You know, it hurts sometimes. I understand that. Don't you think, Pastor? You know, I think he feels that all the time. The hurt that it causes. I want to read you something. And I thought this was pretty neat. There's a story, and I'm going to read this story to you. So just bear with me. There was one Union battle flag during the Battle of Gettysburg. It was carried by a collar bearer, Abel G. Peck, a tall, straight, handsome man, as brave a soldier as ever gave up his life for his country. He was instantly killed, instantly, right off the bat. Almost at the very beginning of what they called the Iron Brigade? Yes, Iron Brigade. The flag was then seized by Private Thomas B. Ballou, who was desperately wounded immediately after and died a few weeks later. So we got two down, carrying the same flag, but you've got two soldiers already down. Okay? The flag was then carried by Private August Ernst, who was instantly killed. Corporal Andrew Wagner then took the collars and carried them until shot through the breast, from the effects of which he died about a year after the close of the war. When Corporal Wagner fell, Colonel Henry A. Morrill took the flag and gallantly attempted to rally the few survivors of the regiment. But Private William Kelly insisted on carrying it, saying to Colonel Morrill, "You shall not carry the flag while I am alive." The gallant fellow held it aloft and almost instantly fell, shot through the heart. Private L. Spaulding then took the flag from the hands of Kelly and carried it until he himself was badly wounded. Colonel Morrill again seized the flag and was soon after shot in the head and carried from the field. After the fall of Colonel Morrill, the flag was carried by a soldier whose name has never been ascertained. He was seen by Captain Edwards, who is now in command of the regiment, lying upon the ground, badly wounded, grasping the flag in his hands. Captain Edwards took the flag from him and carried it himself until the few men left of the regiment fell back and reached Culp's Hill. Captain Edwards is the only man who is known to have carried the flag that day who was not killed or wounded. Isn't that amazing? The dedication that they had to... You'd think, well, that's just silly. Why didn't they pick up a gun and start shooting? Isn't that more important? No. Because if the flag fell, nobody else knew what to do. If truth... And you know what, folks? Why can't we just lay the... You know, it hurts to take these shots from the world. Why can't we just lay the flag down and, you know, everybody just keep fighting and we'll just fight, you know, kind of undercover? Well, that's not... You know, where's the world going to get direction at? Where's the lost? If we put the flag down... If we put truth down, where's the world going to see truth at? You know, the Bible says, "Ye are a light set on a hill." And if the light be hid, where's the world going to see it at? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, there's so many simple truths in our Sunday school songs that we a lot of times don't pick up. Hide it under a bushel. Oh, no. You know, that's the same thing with truth. Are we a truth bearer, or have we letting truth simply fall on the street to be trodden on? There was another story about a regiment that when they, it was, I think it was the 1st Texas Regiment, and they were fighting this battle, and they were getting just annihilated. And they, when the Union soldiers came in and they started going through, there were 9 people within touching distance of the flag. The flag did fall, but 9 people died. Actually, there was 10. There was 9 within touching distance, and there was 1 guy laying on top of it, died trying to hold that flag up. You think, well, it's just that's silly. Why would they die for something? Well, and I think a lot of us have the same thing about truth. Well, it's not worth taking the brunt of it. Well, we're just going to be quiet as Christians. Hey, it's not time to be quiet. It's time to stand up. Because how else are other Christians? You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but you know, our church, Pastor Ross, is a big encouragement to these other pastors around here. Amen. Huge encouragement. But he's a standard bearer. You know, and as Christians, every one of us need to be a standard bearer. So is truth, are we holding truth up, or have we tucked it in our jacket, and are we trying just to fit in with everybody else? I don't know. You know, sometimes I find in my life, it's easier, the easy thing to do is to tuck it in your jacket. That's the easy thing to do, but that's not the right thing to do. You know, the right thing to do is to hold it up, is to proclaim that truth. You know, I just think about that story. Can you imagine? I mean, going out in the battlefield, and you know that your job is to hold that thing up. And these men died for that. They died to hold a piece of fabric up. But it wasn't about the piece of fabric. It was about what that fabric represented. And you know, folks, it's about the truth and what that truth represents. And man after man picked that flag up and went forward and died as a result of that. And you read the story about when the Confederates surrendered. And one of the things that a man wrote about that, he said when they came and they surrendered, and they were at the courthouse, and they, all the Confederate soldiers and their units, they had to bring their flags up. They said that was the hardest thing for those soldiers to do, was to lay down their regimental flags. They said guys were kneeling down and weeping on top of their flags because they had to lay their flags down. That's how much it meant. Where's that Christianity? They're willing to fight, you know, they're willing to fight for a cause that in their eyes was completely right. But most Christians have no concern. Well, we're just going to leave that subject alone. No, it's not time to leave that subject alone. It's time to confront that subject and to stand for what's right. And, you know, in my life, this was a challenge to me. It's like, hey, have you let in truth fallen? Have you tucked it inside your, maybe it hasn't fallen yet. Maybe, well, I still believe in that. Yeah, but it's not about, you know, this is the senior class. It's not about, you know, you as much as it is about the young adult class, my generation. You know, it's important for us to see the older generation stand for what's right. It's important for these kids down here to see the older generation stand for what's right. You know, we're the standard bearers. And if we let truth fall in the streets, what good is truth? That flag is no use laying in the dirt. And I'm afraid that sometimes we let truth fall in the streets. Brother Chad, how do I hold truth up? How do I hold truth up? How can I raise that standard up and hold truth up? Well, it's interesting. God uses some battle terms here after this. And I want you to look at this, and we're just going to go through this one point real fast, and then we'll be done. Verse number 14 talks about truth falling in the streets. Verse 15 says, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Now look at verse number 16. The Bible says, and he saw that there was no man. So basically the Bible says, there's no man to pick this standard up. Where's the man to pick the standard up? Okay? and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. You know one way that you can lift the standard up is by righteousness, by living a righteous life. You know, every time you lift the standard up is not necessarily something you say, but most of the time it's how you're living. Righteousness. Now, do we need to say things? Absolutely. We need to stand for what's right. We need to say things. But it's also about the way you live. Is your life a standard? Can people look to your life and say, that's what a Christian needs to be? That's what a Christian should be. In our business dealings, in our interaction with the world. You know, the last thing we should have is a bad testimony with the world. I don't like losing money. Nobody likes losing money. But I'd rather lose money. And I'm not going to lose money just for the sake, well, they're just a Christian. They just, because some people in the world have that philosophy. They're just a Christian. They just should, you know, turn the other cheek. You know, well, you know, that's not always true, okay? And I'm going to preach a message sometime about dying to self, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, we shouldn't be known as, you know, a cheat either, you know? And so righteousness, it sustained him. Now look at verse number 17. The Bible says, "For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head." Did you notice how many of those soldiers that we just, the story that I just read you about the soldiers, there was two of them, I believe, that were shot in the chest. And at least one of them was shot in the head. Isn't that interesting? I know this is the story I read you has nothing to do with the Bible necessarily, but isn't that interesting how the Bible says your righteousness is as a breastplate? A bulletproof vest, if you would. Your righteousness is as a breastplate, and salvation is as a helmet. Isn't that interesting? You know, and that's the way I believe it is with Christians. You know, God, your righteousness will sustain you. Doing what's right. Now, never wavering from doing what's right. Doing what's right and never wavering will sustain you. You know what? You look at the life of Daniel. I love the story of Daniel. And think back with me to that story. Remember, they had, what was the one thing that they tried to get him killed for? Pray. And you know what? They looked through his whole life and they could not find one thing that they could bring a false accusation against him and say, well, he did this and he shouldn't have. You know what irritates me about all of our politics period, not, you know, everything, is that eventually people do enough digging, they can pull up something bad about almost anybody. Where's the politician that no matter what they could do, they couldn't find anything bad about him? If you were to run for an office, if I was to run for an office, heaven help us, I wouldn't. But could they look back at your life and say, well, there's, man, the worst thing we can say about him is he's a prayer warrior. Isn't that amazing that that's true about Daniel? Well, you know what that is? That's righteousness sustaining him. That's righteousness protecting him. That's a helmet of salvation. And you know what? You live your life clean, and I live my life clean, and treat people right. God has a way of taking care of everything. Does it always seem fair? No, I'm sure when Daniel was thrown into the bottom of that lion's den, I think there was some, I don't believe that he knew that God was going to shut the mouth of those lions going into it. I don't think he did. I think he thought he, as soon as he hit the bottom of that pit, that he was going to be torn up. But what sustained him? His righteousness. And I believe, and if you look down through the rest of this, it talks about how God then comes to fight for them. And whether they, you know, they didn't want to drop the standard. And God will come and fight for us. So let's just keep that thought this week. Are you a standard bearer? Remember those soldiers that I read the story about this week. Are you holding that truth up? Or have we letting it fall down? Or worse yet, are we retreating? Because if we retreat as Christians, everybody else will. So hold that standard up. Keep that standard high. And this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. So be a shining light this week in every area of your life. And let righteousness sustain you. Let it guard you. Let it guard your heart. And God will bless you. God will bless you for that. Let's pray, and then we'll do our offering real quick. Father, we love you. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us to come to your house again, Lord. Help me to stand for what's right, Lord. Sometimes it's, I don't know, my personality maybe. It's just easier just to be quiet and to, I believe what's truth, Lord, but sometimes it's just easier not to say anything, not to ruffle feathers. Lord, I pray that we just stand for what's right. Help us to do what's right. Help us to not let truth fall in the streets. Help us to hold it up high. Help us to carry it. Help us to remember these soldiers that have carried the truth and or held up the flag of their regiments and died trying to do it. And Lord, help us to be a light that will shine to other generations, to our fellow human beings, Lord, and help us just to stand for what's right. In Jesus' name, amen.